The audacity of the organizer to tell me to practice flag waving is still unmatched. What did he think? Is waving a flag a difficult task? I sat on a bench while my friends practiced their races. They were all good people. As soon as any of them were free, they would come in and sit next to me and try to talk about other topics to divert my mind. At that time, it felt like all of them knew how I felt. They were inclined to help, but they couldn't find a way. If I were in a good mood, the practice ground would have felt a fantastic vibe. It was a circular track which was big enough to accommodate 10 racers. There were audience chairs lined around the track, and I could imagine how strong the feelings would be once the place was filled on the final day. My classmates were all emotional, even during the rehearsal. They will give their best to reach the finish line first, diving, falling, and getting up. I always wanted to be at their place. I wanted to show the world how good I was, but the chance was already gone when I got the opportunity. Our training ended that day at about 4 p.m., and the school bus dropped us back at school. My elder brother and sister were training for their race, and I had to walk by myself to our home. The school wasn't far away from our house, and it was usually a 10-minute walk, but that day my mind and heart were the heaviest. My eyes were wet, and all I needed was a shoulder to cry on. I have never taken my disability as a problem. It was a part of me, but it didn't dictate how my life was shaped. Perhaps this was the main reason I felt the blow more than I should have. On my walk back, I could see kids my age running around, skating on the sidewalk, and cherishing the music by the band on the road end. On normal days, it felt like a very usual sight, but that day, it recounted how weak I was. Everything felt like a signal towards my disability, and it felt as if the world was telling me how two working legs determine the ability of a human being. I walked swiftly to my home and hugged my mother as soon as I saw her. My mother had quit her job when I was born. My aunt had told me that her health had deteriorated during my birth. Her weakness was concerning, and doctors suggested the risk of chronic disease if her condition didn't get better. When I was born, she got a new outlook on life. When I hugged her and my tears dampened her dress, she knew something was wrong. She said, "Anna, you were a new light to my life. In you, I see a kid that can summit the highs of the earth. Your arrival to the world was a miracle, against what doctors thought. They believed that only one of us could survive. But when I heard your first cry, I knew you were made to make the community a better place."